Chapter 1 Deep Creek Lake, Present Day. Okay, Reggie, our next delivery is 1 Spencer Court. That's the stone and cedar place at the end of the point. Kevin chuckled when he read the address off the clipboard. First day on the job, and he's got a delivery on Spencer Court. Hey, you gotta learn sometime.
What's so funny?
The pimply-faced trainee glanced over at his supervisor, who was in the van's passenger seat. With a smile, Kevin pointed up ahead. Take the next right and cross the toll bridge over the cove. That'll take you on to Spencer Point.
Toll bridge?
You'll see. Reggie eased the van onto the narrow bridge to cross over the cove. The shoreline in this corner of Deep Creek Lake was the residence of some of the most luxurious homes in the area. The houses along the peninsula increased in grandeur up to the cedar and stone mansion that occupied the tip of Spencer Point.
Wow, he breathed.
Stop, Kevin shouted. Reggie hit the brakes. The van stopped so fast that the packages in the back spilled off their shelves. The only one that stayed put was the 6x5-foot flat box out for delivery to Spencer Manor.
Watch where you're going, kid.
Motionless, like a sentry on duty, a German shepherd blocked the center of the road on the bridge. His gaze was directed at them.
What's he doing?
Reggie whispered. Kevin cleared his throat. Looks like he's sitting to me. The young man looked on either side of the dog to judge if there was enough space to drive around him. There wasn't.
What are you going to do? The trainer asked.
Honk my horn? That'll make him move.
After Kevin shrugged his shoulders, the driver tapped the horn. Without so much as a blink of his eyes, the dog didn't move in response to the blast. When the driver hit the horn repeatedly, the German shepherd remained frozen in his spot on the road. Reggie pressed his palm to the horn and kept it there.
Hey, cut it out!
An old man with a fishing pole yelled from a dock.
You're scaring the fish!
Reggie turned back to the canine, cocking his head at him. The delivery man could swear he saw the dog's lips curl in a smirk.
I'm driving through. He'll jump out of the way.
What if he doesn't? Asked Kevin.
His fault if he's too dumb to jump out of the way of a moving vehicle.
That's gnarly, the trainer warned him. He's a lot of things, but dumb isn't one of them. He's Mac Faraday's dog.
Who?
Mac Faraday owns Spencer Manor. Kevin pointed to the end of the point.
Nice guy, but I guarantee you, you run over his dog and Faraday complains to the home office, then you'll be delivering packages to Pakistan.
What am I supposed to do?
Make him to move.
Reggie threw open the door and walked over to the dog blocking the road.
Move it!
He waved his arms.
Get out of here! Go home!
The shepherd remained rooted in the spot. The skinny delivery man called back to his trainer.
He didn't even blink.
Chuckling at the sight, Kevin climbed out of the van.
He doesn't.
Reggie asked,
Does he bite?
He'll kill you if he has to. Reggie peered down at the dog that he guessed to be the largest German shepherd he'd ever seen up close. His brown face was trimmed in silver. His thick fur that made up his mane was sable. His tall ears stood erect. If he wasn't such a nuisance, Reggie would think he was a beautiful animal.
You wouldn't bite me.
He reached out to grab his collar. With a growl, Gnarly bared his teeth. Reggie jumped back.
Told you he'd kill you if he had to, Kevin laughed.
Then you make him move.
The trainer slipped a hand into his breast pocket. Stepping up to the dog, he held out his open palm to display a dog biscuit.
There you go, Gnarl.
After taking the biscuit, the German shepherd trotted off the bridge and up a path leading into the woods. With a laugh, Kevin turned to his trainee.
I told you it was a toll bridge.
He climbed back into the van.
Let's go. We need to get this package to Mac Faraday.